And last year, around the world, more renewable energy capacity was installed than ever before. Investments in solar, wind, and hydropower were more than double the amount spent on new coal or gas-fired power plants. And China, by itself, kicked in more than a third of the $286 billion, with a B, spent last year. All of this according to recent research from a renewable energy think tank based at the UN Environment Program. Let's take a second on all of this with Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Robin.
So the world added about 147 gigawatts of new renewable energy capacity in 2015. That's roughly equal to the entire generating capacity of the continent of Africa. So what's behind this, and how much is this a buzz in your world, you know, the watching money world?
Yeah, well, it has a lot of people talking. It's what they are calling a really seismic shift. One of the reasons, of course, it's happening is cost. The cost of these technologies is coming down, whether you talk about solar or wind. It's cheaper now, and that makes it a lot more competitive when you're looking at it versus investments in traditional fossil fuel. But I think the thing that has people really excited and talking is the fact that China is fully on board now. You know, that they really have realized that the growing pollution issue they have isn't just an environmental one. It's an economic one. And we remember back in 2014, they famously declared war on pollution and started to sort of shift the resources that massive state-run economy has at tackling it. I think in the beginning, people thought maybe they were just giving it lip service. But after President Xi Jinping really stepped in at the Paris Agreement, and now we see these numbers coming through about the billions being spent, I think people really sort of believe this is a really important pivot by the Chinese.
Yeah. Well, last year was also the first year that developing countries outspent wealthier nations in developing renewable energy. Are we seeing emerging economies maybe leapfrog over fossil fuels the way they largely just went around landlines to mobile phones?
I think in some cases, I'm not sure if it's going to look exactly the same, because there is an awful lot of fossil fuel use in emerging markets, and some of it's even dirtier than we see in the developing world. But it is interesting, because it does mean when you're looking at building out the infrastructure that's not there, they're not locked into some of the legacy industries we have. And importantly, you know, emerging markets are so dependent on investment flows coming from the outside. And when that money's coming in, and this is another big biz, buzz in biz circles, that money coming in, increasingly the private sector, whether you're talking about big pension funds or international entities like the World Bank, are looking to invest in clean energy because it's part of the sustainable development goals that the UN passed. So if they've got a choice between the two, it's not how do we get that infrastructure going. It's now we have a choice and we can push it toward clean infrastructure. And that's making a big difference for emerging markets.
Yeah, so check your pension. But meanwhile, you know, while renewables are skyrocketing, that's still a minority of the world's energy right now. And it's not reaching every sector. We're still not replacing oil as fuel for transportation?
That's right. And you've got some big barriers here. We're talking about those legacy industries. One thing is that the firms that dominate are incredibly powerful, whether you're talking about in countries like the U.S., their lobbying power, or if you look, again, back to the emerging markets, sometimes these are state-owned, the oil companies. We look at Mexico, look at Brazil, Saudi Arabia. The other issue I think you have is, you have fuel subsidies in a lot of these countries. That maybe makes it investment cheaper for governments, but you got to convince consumers of those subsidies to go for clean as
well. Right. Going to have to break a big system already in place. Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.